Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
I just feel like it's insulting to the big fella when somebody...
Who's doing, Glenn?
No, the son. I call the big fella. The big fella's called the son.
Joe
also.
Biden?
Yeah. No, not him either. No. Big fella. Big fella's up in the sky.
Which
that's
big
like,
fella?
Big fella's the son.
Oh, the guy. Okay, guys.
Yeah,
wait,
big
Aaron
fella's
Baines?
The son. Yeah.
You called the son big fella?
I'm like, hey, big fella, come on out, big fella. Big fella, what you doing?
Wow, where do we begin? Do you want the bad news or the worst news? Chris Sale broke his wrist, fell off a bike. Dunski for the season.
Yeah, you couldn't make this up, right?
Patriots had a team meeting following a dismal practice. And you know what this show thinks of team meetings.
Just never doomed, works, right?
Never,
absolutely
ever
doomed.
Works.
Oh, and Bill Belichick, not results-oriented.
Kind of look at everything. I know you're very results-oriented. I get that.
You know who is results-oriented? His boss.
It doesn't sometimes look straight line to our fans and or to myself, but... I'm results-oriented.
Lou Merlone.
What's Xana doing?
Don't even search for it.
All right, I was not getting it anyway.
Stick with Sandy and black spandex, you know, smoking a cigarette.
R.I.P.
Yes. Stepping on it with her shoe. You got to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Christian Fourier.
Wella, wella, wella.
Megan Ottolini.
Who'd you get?
I got Mars!
It's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. On Boston Sports Original.
You wanted to call it, huh?
Yeah, I could. Huh? I wasn't sure how to write it. So I was like, huh? What?
Coming up next.
What?
WEEI.
All right, it's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. For some reason, I found myself humming to Let's Get Physical last night and this morning when I woke up thinking of Olivia Newton-John.
I still haven't gotten over it, Lou.
We are down here at the Ford Clubhouse. We're down at Fenway Park. First off, what do you say, Foyette?
Hello, Lou.
Mago, how you doing?
What's going on?
Now, the reason why we're here is because apparently football players can't practice in the rain.
Yes.
I thought that was like a big thing. We practice in the rain.
And it's
we practice
pouring
in the
right
wind,
now.
In the snow.
Yeah.
Like we get ourselves ready for all conditions. You know, you can't predict the weather. We want to be ready to play. But a little bit of rain, and they move practice from 4 to noon, or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they want to, for some reason, I feel like they just don't. They want to avoid crappy conditions, right, to have the best opportunity to have a perfect practice, right, because that's what they're searching for. However, yes, it is true, football players, we tend to melt when it rains or if it snows, but I can guarantee you there's not a football player on this planet that won't fall off their bike. Think about the Green Bay Packers. Won't fall off their bike. None of them will fall off their bike.
They're all steady on the bike.
Oh, yeah. Think about this. The Green Bay Packers, all these kids give the Green Bay Packers bikes because they know they're great bicycle riders. Baseball players, on the other hand, look more like Joe Biden.
I'm starting to think that Chris Sale is not representing all baseball players by breaking a rib throwing a baseball off the offseason. And now this. You wake up today. I just saw the tweet. Chris Sale fell off his bike and broke his wrist. I think it was Chris Cotello, and I was just like, wait, what? What do you mean he fell off? First off, which wrist? They didn't tell you which wrist. He fell off his bike, and the Red Sox put this out on Monday, August 8th. Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale underwent open reduction internal fixation of the right distal radius wrist fracture.
Wait.
The right hand.
He's got a cast on each hand?
He's walking around.
People are like a lobster.
He's got a splint on one hand with his pinky, which I think might be off by now. I don't know. And now he's got a cast on his right hand. They said he suffered his injury during a bicycle accident Saturday. Like, just a few days ago and will miss the remainder of the season, but is expected to be ready for the start of spring training.
Oh, there you go.
In 2023.
There you go. Has there been a guy that you can think of that's, that was like, you know, like the poster child for toughness and attitude and that Boston mentality?
Like Julian Edelman.
Yeah, you know, hard old guy that says all the right things and people love him no matter what, and they always give him a pass. A guy like that, that has completely flipped as far as your, at least for me, your opinion of him and what you think of him. And when he talks, you don't feel, you don't hear the same thing, and you feel like he's full of crap because he's made of glass. Like he's legit
crazy.
Made of glass. Like everything he does is like an accident waiting to happen.
Easy.
Just say, somebody put him in a bubble.
He's the bubble boy.
Yeah, I feel like he is. Like
from Seinfeld. He needs to live in the bubble.
Or he's just the worst possible luck. The dude's walking around with two casts on. Like, with two, like Lobster Man. Like, who opens the door for him? Who's feeding him? How does he hold a fork?
He's eating with his feet.
I don't get
it. I'm laughing because
he's got a fork between his toes.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, well, what wrist did he break? It's like the other one's like, wait a second. So he's got a splint or cast on one hand, and then he's got a distal fracture, whatever cast on the other hand. How does he go to the bathroom?
I don't even
what
know.
What is he? Who helps him go to the bathroom? I mean, these are things you should be thinking of. Yeah, hey, Matt Barnes. Hey, can you help me out real quick? No? Anybody?
So, yeah, it's, and here's the thing. My advice to
how
him
do you wipe?
I felt like it was getting real hard, right? This guy's like been rehabbing, and then this year was like talking and. And it started to turn a little bit on Chris Sale, right? Right. We used to love listening to him. And then recently, though, you started putting him on the hard-o scale, right? Because it starts to turn.
That's the KOD,
and I
by
said,
the way.
Even, yeah, even with like Price was a similar way, but in a different way.
Yeah.
If I'm Chris Sale, and I hope people, I wouldn't say, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not talking to a reporter until I pitch a regular season baseball game. Because you don't want it. What do you want me to say? What am I going to say? I'm going to camp. And I'll come back this year. I'll address the media in September after my surgery. And what am I going to say? Yeah, I'm hurt again. Yeah, I can't wait to go out there. I'm going to grind. I'm going to put my shoes on, my lunch pail this offseason. I'll be ready to go. I'm going to be 100%, 120%. Like, nobody wants to hear it. I'm sure he doesn't want to say it. And when you get to camp, I don't want to hear that either. I'd be like, listen, until I start opening day, the first week of April, I will talk after the game for the first time. Because there's nothing nobody wants to hear. I just want to see him pitch again. And I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
No, and it reminds me of just, you talk about, the hard-o scale, you know, the ripping the TV off the wall. Like all these, recent examples. I mean, he's probably.
Ready to get back on the horse.
Oh, yeah. I'll go look out. I'm going to get back on. I'll get back on that horse.
Who's going to
ride
it?
I'm going to ride that horse till it bucks me.
Who's going to hold the reins?
I mean, honest to God, how is he going to hold? How is he going to ride the horse?
He's got three fingers on his left hand to hold the reins.
Listen, someone please find him and take a picture of him because I would like to know what he looks like at a restaurant.
But yeah, and I would say, listen, I know you give you a bad pinky and a bad right wrist. Don't even go out running. Like don't even go
think
out.
Think about that, Lou.
Why was he on the bicycle? No, because, he shouldn't be allowed to do anything.
Thank you. He's riding with one hand.
This guy's going to go out and run to try to keep his legs in shape, and he's going to tear an ACL.
By the way,
just don't do anything.
Stationary bike.
It's in the middle of a historic heat wave, and he's riding his bicycle around when he's already injured.
He was doing that locally.
Oh, my God.
Around town. Like in Boston, or was he back in Florida?
So, anyways, yeah, do we have this? Heim Bloom, he actually held a press conference. It was funny because I saw the sales stuff, then I saw Bloom's holding a press conference. I'm like, what the hell is he holding Zoom meetings for now? Obviously, it was to describe what had happened to Chris Sale. This was Heim Bloom describing Chris Sale, actually, what happened, falling off the bike.
So this happened Saturday afternoon around lunchtime. Chris had actually just finished up his throwing at BC. Of course, we were using BC this past weekend because of the shows here at Fenway. Took his bike out to go grab some lunch near his house and hit something going down a hill, flew off the bike, and I learned about it later that afternoon. He reached out to Brad. Brad got over there and attended to him, and I was up in Portland actually this weekend and got looped in by Brad.
I mean,
what are the odds? I can't. Did he fly over the top of his handlebars?
Something like what?
Did he fall? Did he like fall over? Did he hit something? When he says that, he hit something, he fell off. So he didn't like hit something and fall to the side. Like he hit something and flew over the top. Like the whole bike goes over.
The bike must have hit a rock. Or something.
But it's not a skateboard.
Over.
It's not a skateboard.
Listen, not that anyone's complaining, Fourier, but you guys were around here this weekend. Did Saturday seem like a nice day to just take your bike for a ride?
It's a beautiful day to ride a bike.
It's disgusting.
I know you don't want
beautiful
to complain.
Beautiful day. It was gorgeous.
You came in here sweating.
Who doesn't
your
like
ass
swamp
off,
ass?
Riding your bike here from the Brew.
Oh, it felt great.
Off.
Felt like I was taking a shower,
yeah,
sweat shower.
It just, hey, you know, it's a nice, comfortable day. It's like 95. Humidity's like 4,000%. Let's go for a quick bike ride to get my lunch.
Well, you know what it's like over there at BC. It's like, it's difficult, you know, driving a car. There's no parking. There's a lot of congestion. So, you know, he wants the freedom of, you know, that, you know, the wind blowing in his hair.
Call an Uber.
Did he have a helmet on? Anybody? He's lucky he didn't crack
his skull. I saw this, like Tomasi put it out there. Since Chris Sale's five-year, $145 million extension took effect in 2020, right? Because that's when it took in, it was when it came into effect. He had, so he's made 11 starts. First off, yeah, he missed 2 years with Tommy John, essentially, right? He's made 11 starts. He's got a playoff ERA of 8.
Mm.
He contracted COVID once, maybe twice, if I remember. He broke a rib throwing a pitch. He's broke a pinky on a liner comebacker, and he broke a wrist falling off the bike.
And your kids die, too.
I mean, 11 starts. He had three, I think, in the postseason that totaled 9 innings in 2021. It has been a complete disaster for this guy. Like, you got other guys coming back from Tommy John, whatever, and he's breaking ribs. He's getting COVID. He's breaking pinkies. He's breaking wrists. Nothing is shoulder, nothing is lat, nothing is elbow. It's like just these freak stupid things.
He's got bird bones. That's what it is. He's got the bones of a bird.
Well, he's also got old. The worst luck of anybody I've ever seen as far as, because at this point, Tom, if I'm Chris Sale, I'm honest to God, I'm just, there's nothing I can do but laugh about it. Because nothing is going right. Absolutely nothing.
Well, speaking
and then even to, you know, not to throw in like the personal issue that he had, that he, because he was rehabbing, had
right.
like a personal issue.
Yep.
And then came back and then broke the pinky in his, or whatever, broke some.
Yeah, left finger.
Left finger. And then he breaks his
wrist.
Speaking
of jokes, and speaking of funny, you got to just laugh at it. Hein Bloom talked about that too, mentioned maybe there's a voodoo doll out there.
I guess just how much kind of disbelief is there just with, aside from the injuries, just kind of the bad luck that he's had, especially this season.
Yeah, you couldn't make this up, right? We need to dispatch some people to go find whoever has the Chris Sale voodoo doll and recover it. It's just, you know, it stinks. It's really unfortunate. I mean, we're relieved this wasn't worse. Obviously, you know, it was a pretty rough spill, and very glad that you know, this wasn't worse, but it's been such a run of bad luck for him and obviously for us.
It really is. Like, you can't even, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, what is going on with this guy? Like, I'm not even lying. Like, I don't even want you out there running. You will definitely like hit some kind of ledge or bump or pothole or something and blow your knee out. Like, that's kind of where you're at right now. Like, Chris Sale's got a couple years left of a deal, and he is nothing but a lottery ticket. Like, it's just, if he comes back and pitches for you, awesome. I wouldn't pencil him in for anything at all moving forward. He is just, like, hanging out here as a lottery ticket, and I need a five-man rotation. Well, what about Sale?
Nah, don't worry about it.
You're right about that.
Because it's always, okay, when Chris Sale comes back. Chris Sale's like our new free agent. 2 years in a row waiting for Chris Sale. You hit it. Like, don't expect him to return. Anything you get out of him is a plus. But really, it's everybody else that you need to, you know, hope that gives you some sort of production. Mm. Like, I would not sit there and hold my breath on him being productive or pitching in at any level, period.
From the Twitch chat, this texter says Shaughnessy has the Sale voodoo doll.
He might.
Probably.
He
might. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we really saw Chris Sale was like early 2009. I think someone put the video out there. It was like an Anaheim star. He struck out like 10. He went 8. You know, and I'm like, since Chris Sale has left the game, like, they've implemented the shift. You know what I mean?
The universal DH.
Yeah, no, like, people shift.
The game has changed.
I'm dead serious.
Like, pitch clock.
They now shift everybody.
The iPod's now obsolete.
Yeah, I mean, they have, like,
that's
iPads.
That's actually real fast.
Pitch com.
I think they've changed the baseball they use on 9 times.
Yeah, we need to compile this list. How has the world changed?
Gas was $2.
No, like, back when he pitched, he was throwing 97. Everyone else was throwing 94. Now they're all throwing 97.
The Choco Taco was alive.
Yeah, we got
it's back.
Extra inning rules.
It's back. That's right.
We got extra inning rules. Like, we have guys on second. Like the game.
Well, COVID came and went, right?
Different.
COVID came and left.
Yes.
And during that span.
Yes.
since he's been gone.
That's insane.
I mean,
since you've been gone,
Chris Sale's rehabs have lasted longer than the pandemic that never ends.
It's still live in Toronto where Chris Sale couldn't go, of course.
Ah, that's true.
He couldn't even go there.
You'll need to be vaccinated to play in Toronto.
Oh, it's amazing. The bad luck continues. So with that, you look at this.
This is over.
Yeah, 5 years, $145 million deal. Is the Chris Sale extension the worst contract the Red Sox have ever given out? 617-779-7937. And Alex Spear with a very interesting article. Maybe some, I mentioned it before, maybe some people in the front office, maybe even as high as ownership, not happy with what happened here at the deadline or this entire season. We'll get to it all. It's coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Oh, no. Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Just not right.
Well, what happened?
I mean, it is, right? Can we say, like...
I mean, what else can you do but laugh?
Like, no, that's it. That's like, all you can do.
After, like, you... I actually thought that, like, he was so pissed, he, like... Like, he broke his wrist. I'm like, did we really break it riding a bike? Or is he just so upset
that he fell?
He broke his finger, and he's such a mess that he punched a wall with his right hand.
I believe that just as much as him falling off a bike. I what if he fell off the bike, thing. He was fine, and then he hit the van. Bike? He hit like a van right next to him because
well,
he was
by
mad.
The way, Heim Bloom said there were no witnesses and no one would arrive to see it, so maybe we have a conspiracy here.
Well, it's one of those things where there's so many details to it. Oh, yeah, he was at BC. Yeah. This is where he was. This is what he was doing.
Yeah, when somebody's lying to you, then they give you too many details. They're trying too hard to prove.
Nah, I didn't ask.
I didn't really ask for what color shirt you were wearing.
But his season's over. I mean, it was pretty much over anyways. We said by the time he comes back, they're going to be well out of this thing and have secured last place and maybe playing for another top 10 pick. So the question becomes, Chris Sale's extension, 5 years, 145. Is it the worst contract the Red Sox have given out? We put a poll question up. Of course, we had Chris Sale on there. We threw Pablo Sandoval, who signed a 5-year, $95 million deal with the Red Sox. So that's about $19 a year. Carl Crawford, 7-142, about $20 million a year. And then Rusney Castillo, who signed a 7-72, and basically you never saw him play in the big leagues. And I don't know how you guys feel about it. I don't put Rusney there because there was like kind of like a loophole. It really didn't cost the team. It just cost John Henry $10 million a year. Like, that's... The worst contract? Yeah, he never played, but that didn't even count against like the CBT, this whole tax thing, because it was like a loophole. They sent him down to AAA, paid him $10 million to play AAA. Highest paid AAA player like 7 years in a row is hysterical. Chris Sale, to me, is the worst contract they've given out. By far, to me, the worst contract that was given out was to Chris Sale. 5-145. Just awful. I think it's worse than Pablo and Crawford.
I think it's right behind Pablo, but I will say and I know I do this emotionally a little bit with Chris Sale because he won a World Series. People will look at that. That we're not talking about. We're not talking about the contract that they initially signed him to. We're talking about the extension and what he's done since the extension.
Yeah.
So when we talk about this, I really just want to hammer that home, have people focus
Bagel,
on that.
You're right.
We're not talking about 2018.
The trade was fantastic.
That. Yes, great
The extension was the worst thing they've done.
Mm-mm.
Eh.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Do you remember a woman by the name of Diva Legacy?
Yes.
Anybody, who would Legacy be?
Pablo Sandoval's girlfriend.
Yes, Pablo Sandoval's Instagram girlfriend. I think they were playing the Atlanta Braves, and he was in the dugout trolling chicks on Instagram.
During the game.
And during the game, and one of them's name was Diva Legacy. Look at
scrolling or scrolling?
Both. Okay. Squirreling and scrolling.
Scrolling and trolling?
She's looking for all of it.
We like to call it looking for a masseuse.
Okay.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Trolling is like you're being mean.
No, trolling, you think is trolling is no trolling. Yes, trolling is like if you're fishing, you're trolling for something.
No, that's your scrolling.
No,
scrolling.
No,
or you're
no,
trolling?
No. If do you ever go fishing?
Yeah.
You ever go trolling? You throw your line out in the water.
Dad used to make me go.
Okay, so you throw your line out in the water, and you're the boat's kind of moving along, mm-hmm. and you're just hoping something snatches onto your hook.
Yeah,
you're trolling.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
You think it was
trolling.
Pablo too?
Huh?
You think it was Pablo too?
Easily Pablo. Yeah, you know why I think it's Pablo?
It's Pablo.
Because of just, it's worse for me with Pablo because of how the Red Sox tried to think that we were stupid. And they throw this guy out here with this stupid panda hat and this stupid panda mentality.
Busting belts.
And the fact that he was fat as hell and he was busting belts. And they're sitting there telling me that he's got, good body fat complex. And all the while, he was fat as hell. He didn't give a crap at all.
Yeah.
And he was just a fraud.
Yeah.
Every last bit of him. And then he quit. Then he flat out just said, it's too hot for me, right? But to me, easily, it's Pablo Sandoval.
Yeah, I just look at Chris Sale because, number one, I felt like it was extremely predictable that he was going to break down, that there was going to be some kind of surgery.
But did you think it would be this bad?
No, no, no. At the time, no.
It's like, so maybe his ERA goes up a little bit, but you didn't think he would be.
3 years later, he started 11 games. We've yet to see the guy. It's been 3 years, and you've got two left. When you signed Chris Sale, you said, hopefully you get 3 good years left of this deal, and the last two you might have to eat. You're hoping that the last two are the only two you get from it more, and the other thing to me, honestly, is I think it laid the groundwork. I think it played a big role in the firing of Dave Dombrowski, like giving out this contract that offseason. Nate Eovaldi giving out that contract, even though it actually worked. Wanting to bring back Kimbrel, there was so much money, and I think there was so much, division between he and I think that ended his career here. And now they look back at Dombrowski, I'm sad because I would rather have him here.
Okay, fine. So I agree with you.
In why
no, I get that part. But even when I look at Pablo, I won't ever give this one up. But they DFA'd him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then they kept paying him.
Oh yeah.
And he went back to San Francisco. Oh, yeah. Ended up getting hits. Mm-hmm. He was back in San Francisco, so he was happy because they wouldn't fat shame him. Mm-hmm. It was remarkable. Yeah, at least Chris Sale is still here, and I know that. As much as we make fun of him, he ain't giving up. Like, he's not going to walk out without a fight. And you can hard-o me to death with this guy, but he will sit there and give you everything he has. And that alone is, I know it's a lottery ticket now, but at least I know this guy ain't just trying to take me for some fool.
Pablo did. With the sales stuff, I'm not going to get into the COVID stuff, but some of the stuff is out of his control. Like falling off your bicycle.
I would say that's in your control.
I
rode my bike today.
Bicycle handlebars.
If I fall off my bike,
breaking his pinky,
it is my fault.
Control.
Okay, if somebody's like learning how to snowboard,
yeah.
One of the major injuries with snowboarders is like they fall and they try to brace themselves and they break their wrist.
Also with horseback riders.
Okay, well I would say their neck.
Well, a lot of times hands too.
Okay, so hands. If I skateboards, everything, all those things, you fall. Like I used to rollerblade a lot when I was a kid. Right, would rollerblade around the boardwalk and like look for chicks and stuff like that.
Trolling.
Yeah, I was trolling
and scrolling.
I was trolling myself. No, but if you didn't wear, I wouldn't wear the wrist guards because it made me feel like a dork.
Yeah.
Okay, because the cool rollerbladers don't wear wrist guards. Like, who does that? So, of course, like an idiot, I ate it hard and I didn't break anything, but I had to wear these braces on my wrist for felt like an eternity because I completely was an idiot. That's his fault. You fall off your bike. If
Is
you don't
he
get
supposed
hit by
to be
a car,
riding with
fault.
Wrist guards, though?
Yeah, no, yes.
Riding his bicycle
and
with
a bubble
wrist guards?
And a hat, elbow pads, knee pads, those shin splints,
it's
all
amazing.
Those things.
It's amazing. All right, let's get to your call. 617-779-7937. It's the Chris Sale contract, the worst the Red Sox have given out. Let's go to Justin on the Cape. Go ahead, Justin.
Hi, Mr. Glass, Chris Sale. Is it the worst contract as far as return on investment? I mean, he's got 11 wins since he signed the extension.
No, starts.
Not wins.
He's got 36 games played, 11 wins since 2019.
Oh, okay. Since the extension. Since 2019. Okay. Yes.
So $105
okay.
million. To me,
so return on investment is zero.
Zero. So at this point, you got to eat it. You can't trade him. You can't get rid of him. You're going to have to ride the contract, though.
Well, I would say this. You can always get rid of, you know, a contract. And we've seen that in the past. So appreciate the call. But, yeah, you can, right? I mean, you can get rid of it. You know, Chris Sale, you moved on from him. Carl Crawford, another one. I mean, not Chris Sale. David Price, Carl Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez, like Josh Beckett. I mean, we've seen it before. So it's not like it can't happen. But it is bad. Let's go to Phil in Maine. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Christian, yeah. I'm sure when you were rollerblading those years ago down on the boardwalk, you probably weren't hunting for any cougars, right?
No. They were hunting for me because I was young.
They were like, look at him.
It was the opposite.
He doesn't wear wrist guards.
No, ooh, oh, my God. He's
dangerous.
He's so mature.
You're red meat.
Edgy boy.
Oh, right. God. Ready for the picking.
Yeah. So this Chris Sale contract, I'm sorry, is the worst contract ever given out. And Christian, I know you talk about Pablo, and that was a bad one. But all he did was break a belt and probably some scales. Chris Sale has broken about every bone in his body at some point during his tenure in Boston. And it's really unfortunate, but it's so exhausting now to hear him say, well, I've got to do this. I've got to be better. I've got to this. I've got to that. I'm just tired and over it. And, you know, they also, you listen to Chaim Bloom saying, oh, well, somebody's going to find the Chris Sale voodoo doll or whatever voodoo doll. Well, let me tell you something. You can find the voodoo doll at any adult sex store and go down to Buffalo when the Patriots play in New York and they throw voodoo dolls like that all over the field the entire game every time.
All right. Thank you.
Whoa. Okay, oh. That went to a
Buffalo,
weird place.
They call that a voodoo doll up there?
I don't know what that is. Something else.
Got as dark as it is outside right now.
Yeah. That went to a strange place. Went to that dark place you don't want to go.
This is the rain, huh, coming down right now?
This is what the Patriots don't want to play in.
Yeah, this is the dark place that Robert Saleh wants to take you.
Oh, is this what it looks like?
Right here. You don't want to go there, Christian.
You know where the dark place is? I bet it's in Chris Sale's mind.
The dark place in the middle of his bones because they're hollow.
You agree? That guy even mentioned it, too. Like, he's tired of hearing it. Like I said, I wouldn't talk to the media. I would just be like, listen, guys, I like you. I'm not being, like, a jerk or anything, but there's nothing I can say. I'm going to sound like an idiot. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear how I'm determined to come back, how it's killing me right now. I'm going to work my ass off this offseason.
But he says, I feel like he already said just that.
I know,
because
but
he has to.
So he's already said it.
So it's like, just play what you heard me play, like what I said out like, when I was rehabbing in Worcester, like what I said this offseason. Like, I have nothing to say to you. Because I think a lot of people are going to just sit there when he does talk now. Like, the cool factor that used to fire you up when you used to hear him talk like that has now turned into, like, a hard-o scale.
It's almost like we all need to, within the Red Sox organization, within the media, we all need to just treat Chris Sale completely differently than we did 3 years ago. Because he's not even freaking playing.
No.
So it's like, you got to treat him with a little bit of irrelevance at some point until he comes back. Yeah. To your point, Lou,
he's a ghost.
I'm just sitting there thinking about it. I started laughing because, okay, he's got both his hands in cast and he gets really mad. He wants to pull a TV off a wall. What does he do?
He can't.
Call somebody over?
No.
Hey, somebody come pull this TV off the wall. I'm really angry.
Christian starts biting it.
Like, seriously. Like,
ripping it off.
If you're the Red Sox, do you have somebody who works in the organization, like just sort of live with them? Because now he's going to get pissed and like kick a wall and break his foot.
I wouldn't doubt it.
All right, let's get back. One
Matt
more.
Barnes, good news. We have a role for you now.
Oh, my God.
Follow Chris Sale.
Yeah, Lance in Marlboro. Go ahead, Lance.
Hey, I saw you guys at, I think it's the Cucina in Framingham. I popped in there for about 5 minutes. Good show. Anyway, something that's interesting that nobody has brought up, and I have a memory of an elephant. I'm 61. I can go back to the age of 5 pretty lucidly. And what Sale said right after he signed it, does anyone remember what he said right after he signed his contract, his extension?
No.
He said, well, you know, I liked it so much in Boston, I gave them the hometown discount. I swear to God, it's exactly what he said. And he was, well, you know, if I didn't like it so much here, I could have got, quote, significantly more somewhere else.
Do you believe him?
Of course not. He's a salesman. He might have gotten a little bit more because he was doing well, assuming he didn't have all these, you know, these injuries of sorts. But the reality is that, you know, this guy is Chris Sale. He's a salesman. And but the fact, I mean, I remembered it like it was yesterday.
Okay. All right. I'm looking up for that quote.
I don't remember
I don't
it,
see it.
But I can tell you right now, it was like $25 million in luxury tax. There was some things deferred. And we all kind of felt like it was too early. You should have waited to see if he was somewhat healthy because he was starting to tire each and every year. But at that point in his career, even though we had concerns of him getting hurt, he had pitched at a very high level that probably was going to get him more than $25 million a year, the way the Players Association looked at it.
That was the Xander deal that Boris actually publicly said it was a hometown discount. We'll revisit that in 2022, correct?
Oh, so this guy with the, I have a photographic memory.
That
I remember
memory
everything
of an
since
elephant.
I was five.
I mean, I just did a quick Google search.
No, nothing.
Couldn't find it?
Good memory. It's almost like it didn't happen.
Let's go to Evan in Portland who wants to talk about Fourier trolling. Go ahead, Evan.
Hey, Fourier. Mego was right. Trolling is when you're just ripping on someone and you can making fun of them, being mean to them, tearing apart.
No, that's not what it means.
Evan, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
32.
All right, there you go.
Well, there you go. That's the Megos.
Because trolling,
yeah,
I'm just saying, look, trolling is like is a different term now. Like, it's like Twitter.
Yeah, you're a troll.
Yeah, you're just trying to annoy somebody. But trolling was absolutely 100% what Christian's talking about.
Yeah.
Like fishing, throwing something out there and seeing if you can hook somebody.
Yeah, just like
100%.
Randomly. Yeah, it's okay. So
but social media and Twitter has changed.
They turned it into something bad. It used to be good.
Yeah, it used to be great.
Hey Lou, you want to go trolling? Yeah, what are we looking for?
Is it like catcalling then?
Yeah, that does.
No, are you honest to God, I've never heard of trolling either.
Never heard of that. I've only heard I'm with Mega.
But you've been
fishing,
right?
Literally fishing, yes. But
okay,
like
so
fishing
when you
for
fish,
what?
You know
what
you're saying? No, well, yeah, well, whatever. If you're a guy, you're trolling for.
So think about it.
And if a girl, you're trolling for guys.
So think about it. Like trolling and fishing, right? You know what it is. You throw the line out there, the boat takes off, and you're just driving.
Striper.
You're trying to get stripers, right? So the bait's in the water. You're trying to hook
something. You're wading through the water trying to get something.
Yeah, you're trying to hook something.
Okay.
But you're not actively trying to catch it.
But you're also not trying to annoy the fish.
You're presenting yourself out there for them to come to you.
Because
the new definition is
to annoy somebody, right? You're trolling.
Yeah.
But when you actually, the term trolling, you're not trying to annoy the fish. You're trying to catch the fish.
Well, you're just hanging out there for the fish.
Like when you were single back when you were with your girlfriends, mm-hmm. And like you guys go to a bar, do you guys ever say, okay, let's take a lap?
Yeah, of course.
And then, because that's basically what you're doing is trolling.
Buy me a drink.
You're trolling. You're trolling. Yes,
no.
You're purposely
Christian.
Hoping somebody catch the money's eye.
First of all, you got to take a lap to make sure that the talent is right at the location because it's like, are we going to stay here? Are we going to move on? Like, are we going to post up here? And then take a lap. Who's going to buy me a drink?
Exactly. And so some guys at the bar go, ooh, hello. And then you keep going, and they go, oh, and then you catch a fish. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. And you say, okay, well, yeah, because when you're going
But out, I would never call that trolling.
Oh, it's 100% trolling.
You know what? I think
we go to Seth in Maine.
I can do a whole 4 hours on this.
What trolling
I would call that taking a
lap. Let's see what trolling is up in Maine. I think they know what it is. Plenty of fishing up there. What do you say, Seth?
Trolling is fishing, and it's a hashtag sign. I mean, sorry, it's a pound sign, not a hashtag.
A pound sign?
Okay.
Oh, no, it's definitely a hashtag.
Thanks.
We know trolling is fishing. Yes, we know that. But in this...
Well, the definition has changed.
In reference to what we're talking about, which I don't even know what we're talking about anymore, but I know that trolling is trolling.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in a car real quick before we go to break. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Very good. Go ahead. We're trolling.
Listen, until he can pitch next year, I was thinking that maybe a good job for Chris Sale would be the Allstate commercials with the Mayhem guy.
He is turning into that.
Insurance?
Yeah, you know, no, he's always got a Band-Aid on his head and he's wearing a suit. Yeah. Joe, I think it's a fantastic idea for an endorsement.
He's like he's on the Peloton bike and he falls through the glass.
Seriously, if I'm his agent, I'm getting on that.
Yeah. Then the pinky, he shows pinky going the wrong way. And then this rib, he comes in. I can't breathe. My ribs hurt. What do you think I have, COVID? Wait, my shoulder's killing me. My elbow, I might have Tommy John. He's got it all lined up.
Or like an Affleck health insurance commercial, one of those things.
It is unbelievable. Chris Sale, again, fractured wrist. I actually thought it was like a joke, like when I first saw it, the way, like, I think it was Cotillo's the first one I saw. It was just Chris Sale broke his wrist riding his bike. He's done for the year. I thought it was like a joke, you know, and just like I thought him breaking his rib throwing a baseball. And I'm not convinced that any of them actually occurred from this. You know, like, I'm really not.
Wait. Do you think Chris Sale has a secret hobby that's,
I don't
like
know,
mountain biking?
All I know is I remember when he broke his rib playing catch?
And that didn't add up. That
and
didn't
I forget
sense.
Who it was, but like 2 or 3 years, 5 years prior, whatever, somebody showed up at camp, hurt. Weeks later, they thought it was a broken rib. Then he came out and said he was playing pickup basketball. And that's how he actually broke his rib. But I'm like, he just broke a rib throwing a baseball. I still throw a baseball. I am not in shape. I am still. I'm fragile.
I think we know what happens.
We know that we've talked about you off air.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like
we're worried about you.
I'm breaking ribs. Like it's bad.
Chris Sale is in a fight club, and he can't talk about it. He's in an underground fight club.
Maybe
this is what's happening?
Oh, he's just really bad at riding a bike.
One more trolling question here from Jay and L. Go ahead, Jay.
Trolling on the internet, the word comes from the same thing as the fishing. You're throwing a line out there. So what you do is you might put out a little bit of an unpopular opinion to see who is going to jump on you and get mad at you, and you rile people up by having this unpopular opinion. Or another thing that people would do is they would pretend to be cool with a group and then like change at the last second, and just all of a sudden they're like a bad person, and then they hooked all these people.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Ben Volin.
Jay, we know what trolling.
We know what trolling,
we know what trolling
means.
Is now on the internet.
Thank you.
Okay? We're just telling you.
He's saying your definition is still the definition that applies today. It's just transformed to the internet. You're putting out something in order to gauge a reaction. It, now right. It's on the internet, whereas the old days, it was on the yes. boardwalk trying to get a woman.
Yes. If I say to you...
No,
listen, I agree that today we all... Like, I think
Tyler,
we all know...
You just said that in a very,
yeah,
like,
we all know what, like,
definition.
Trolling is on the internet now. We're just trying to say that, like, that term has changed.
No, he's... The caller's point is it's literally the same definition. It's just a different, like, medium or a venue.
Yeah, could be.
All right.
We just think trolling...
Did we learn anything
Jason
today?
Jason Ladies, not much. All right, listen, we want to get to the Patriots here at the top of the hour real quick. We've got a short segment coming up. Alex Speer wrote a very interesting article. A lot of people apparently up in this building at Fenway Park willing to start talking about some of the confusion that's going on with the Boston Red Sox. We'll do it next.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
All right, it's Merlone, Fourier, and Mega. We are down here at Fenway Park. We are live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. We're here before every single Red Sox
home
game.
No bike song?
No, it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, the official truck of the Red Sox. Very interesting article. No more bike songs.
No? Well, then we should keep playing, like, you know, Olivia Newton-John songs.
Yeah, let's
do that. I still haven't gotten over that, by the way.
No, let's still do that. I need some Olivia or bike songs. Interesting article, Alex Speer. Headline, How the Red Sox Approach a Deadline, a Path That Not Everyone in Their Organization Understands. He says, he writes, 1 week later, head scratching persists about how the Red Sox approached the trade deadline, and not just from fans and media. Multiple members of the organizations, from players and uniformed personnel to front office members, used a common word in assessing the team's unwillingness to define itself as either a buyer or a seller. And that one word was confusion, which I think is very interesting. That Alex Speer has people, you know, and I said this yesterday, you know, fans, whatever, ownership, front office, you name it, people are confused. And I think it's more amazing that they're actually talking about it.
Well, because I think they were probably so confused that they're probably wondering if anybody has clarity. Can anyone explain to me what's going on? Because I feel like I've been in the business long enough to kind of get it and understand it. But right now, I don't know. Isn't that the biggest issue? And isn't that the biggest problem?
I think the biggest
problem... My thing is always, like, keep the troops informed. Let them know what's going on. Don't keep things a secret. Every player wants to know what the plan is and what is going on so they can adjust their own life and their own day. To me, if you're saying, like, the big word is what? Confusion?
Confusion.
Okay, that's from players and staff?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and front office personnel. So I look at that's the biggest issue. You know, confusion from front office personnel. Is chaos going down at Foxborough? We don't really know what's going on with their coaching staff, right? And some of the players, they're all on the same page, even though they, you know, whatever. No one's coming out publicly. Like, the Red Sox players had no problem coming out publicly, asking for help, not knowing what's going on, talking about the displeasure of Vasquez being out. Now you got front office personnel. Imagine if anonymous coaches on the Patriots came out and publicly said, I don't know what's going on. So I think it speaks more to Chaim Bloom. You got people around him right now wondering what he's doing. People he works with are wondering, questioning what Chaim Bloom is doing. That's the big story.
But didn't he have like a whole rally the troops, like, you know, team meeting before Kansas City? Didn't he have that? Wasn't that like an informational?
When'd that get done?
Huh?
What, What do you think?
Well, first of all, any team meetings, they never work. But when the GM or the president,
together.
That never works either. But I felt like that was kind of, I'm not joking though, Lou, by the way. Like, I felt like that was his way of saying, all right, listen, guys, here's what we're doing. Here's our plan. You know, this is why I kept JD. This is why I kept Xander. And if you're curious of why I let go of Christian Vasquez, because I wanted Hosmer, right? And I let go of Jackie Bradley because I feel like Durant is on his way.
This is the part of Spears' article that jumped out at me. It says, an executive of a National League team that discussed a deal for Martinez in the hours leading up to the deadline said the Sox sought both major leaguers and prospects back for the slugger, being J.D. Martinez. Another said the team was aiming for top-tier prospects for rentals. Quote, it felt like they just wanted to see if someone would get dumb. An executive of one team that discussed Martinez and starting pitchers with the Sox said. So this brings me again to the question of how much of this confusion and confused strategy, I would say, about what this club was going to do this year stems from Haim or whoever is acting on his behalf in the front office going, we're going to win every deal. We're going to go out, win every deal. We're going to get the best players for the cheapest possible. We're going to find the diamonds in the rough. Like, to me, it's like, how much of it is about the club right now, your major league clubhouse? And how much of is it about you having the biggest brain out there? Everybody else is going to be dumb. Like, we're going
to
win the deal.
Like, he wants to be a superhero, and his superpower is like, hey, I'm just smarter than you.
Right. Well, and he gets into the whole, like, Renfroe deal and the situation at first base and passing on a few free agents that were out there, the kid Vogelbach from I think it was Pittsburgh. But and it has this in the end. He says, like, the decisions to stick with this and that, you know, basically the depth of having a guy like Jackie out there every single day and Travis Shaw backing up Bobby Dalbec. He writes, in that decision, some saw a measured approach that raised questions about whether the team was putting sufficient priority on the current season, a notion that was tested in earnest at the trade deadline. I still go back to, you know, if everybody was on the same page, if everybody knew what the plan was and the players don't get it, hang with them. Here's the plan. We don't believe in you. Christian, you've said that before.
Yeah.
That's the plan. We don't believe in you. My concern is, and I see it in this article, is that there are front office personnel who sit in rooms with Haim Bloom, who talk to Haim Bloom in conference calls and Zooms, who are probably back here in Boston going through the deadline. They don't know what's going on. People that work with him don't know what's going on, and they're willing, and granted anonymously, to talk to Alex Spear about.
He walks out of the room, and the other guys who work for him go, what are we doing?
Exactly.
What is this?
What are we doing here?
But aren't these guys that are handpicked by him, aren't these his guys, his soldiers?
Not all of them.
So some are holdovers.
Yeah.
So it's probably the holdovers that are probably sitting there going, what is he doing?
Yep.
So the guys that he brought over, that's why if you get a job like this, you have to get rid of everyone. Because you don't want some guy second-guessing you or questioning you with no history of how you do things in the first place. All the guys that he brought over are going to be like, oh, this is what we knew was going to happen anyway.
Yeah. And then maybe
or
that's,
I'm not going to say anything because he brought me into this.
Yes. Yeah, right.
That's my guy.
Shot.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe that's coming. But I think my biggest takeaway here is that there's front office personnel that are sitting down, first off, that are willing to maybe have a conversation with an Alex Spear and talk about this. But we worry about, we don't know what's going on. Front office personnel right next to him don't know what's going on. I'm not so sure ownership knows what's going on. I'm not so sure anybody knows what's going on, which is kind of a theme down there, I would say, at in Foxborough right now at Gillette. As they start another day of practice, we got some sounds and some, I don't know, some opinions on how today went. We'll tell you what that is. We'll do some Patriots. And Mike Giardi of the NFL Network, he's going to join us at 3:20. We'll talk to him, get his take on what he's been seeing lately. We'll talk Patriots next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.